Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, it is Skin Care Awareness Month starting on Friday. So what are some of the signs to look out for? What should you do if you're concerned? To discuss this, I'm joined by consultant dermatologist at the Blackrock Clinic, Dr. Rosemary Coleman. Hello.
Good morning, Claire.
You want us to take all of our clothes off and stand in front of a mirror and look
at
ourselves.
That's it. Exactly right. No. But we do find that when the weather gets nicer, people start to take their clothes off, so they start to see their skin. So more people will present with lesions, because I'm even in short sleeves now looking at my arm saying, was that there before? Mm-hmm. So people become more aware.
But what you're encouraging people to do is actually to not just wait till you get your T-shirt on. It's just to take everything off and have a good look.
Well, that's pretty frightening for all of us. But yes, get somebody to have a look at your back. Ask your hairdresser if they've noticed anything new in your scalp. Glance at the soles of your feet. The groin has to be examined. People think that skin cancer is just on sun-damaged areas like the face and hands. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of people are getting better and better with sunblock, but they're putting it, I see a lot with the women, they put it down to, say, their mid-neck. And their face is lovely and protected and their body is absolutely exposed. I had a lady recently whose arms were mahogany. Her face was lovely and protected. And when I asked her if she didn't mind getting skin cancer on her body, she looked at me quite shocked and said her mother had died from a melanoma on her arm.
Oh.
Yet this woman hadn't picked up the message was at risk.
So we're doing what we think is right, but actually we're not, you know, we're not really covering the bits.
I think we know it's not right, but we're trying to get away with it.
I suppose. So listen, when you say things like check the groin, check the soles of your feet, what are we looking for?
Okay, great question. Skin cancer can look like absolutely anything. It can be a little red nodule. It can be a flat brown mark. It can be an ulcerated area. A little area where you think, I must have scratched myself, that hasn't healed. It can be a flat white mark that looks like a scar. That's quite a nasty one on the face. So if you think, oh, I don't remember injuring myself there, why have I got a white scar on my face? Get that checked out. Mm-hmm. So it can look like anything and it can appear anywhere. But it can also be a very common one, Claire, is a red scaly patch, particularly on the back or the lower legs.
Like dry skin?
Red scaly patch that looks like a patch of eczema. But the secret is it doesn't go. So benign things come and go. Skin cancer comes and stays. Mm-hmm. If you have something on your skin for more than 4 to 6 weeks, do not ignore it. And don't tell me that you couldn't get to see a dermatologist. There are a lot more of us out there. Go straight to your GP. And if your GP is not happy to reassure you, they will refer you.
Okay, so check everywhere. And this is looking for things that are unusual. But ultimately, what you want us to do is to prevent and protect ourselves. And that starts with sunscreen, doesn't it?
Yes. But it's not even looking unusual. It can look very banal. It can be just like a small little red spot on your arm that you just say, oh, I didn't notice that. Don't ignore it. That can be an amelanotic melanoma. It doesn't have to look dramatic. Mm-hmm. But yes, Claire, of course, it starts with protect your skin with clothing, avoid the midday sun, use a hat, a floppy hat, use shade, and of course, sun protection. Applied on the skin and reapplied.
Yeah, I think this is a really dangerous time of the year for this.
It is.
Because it's not really warm enough. It doesn't feel like we need sunscreen. But like your sun exposure, if you're out in that for an hour now on a good sunny day, you're going to do damage.
You're speaking my language. That's exactly right. Don't be looking at UV indices. Just assume that when you go out and there's daylight, there is UV, you can get damage.
Mm-hmm. How do you, a listener asks, how do you distinguish a new age spot from a problematic mole? See, this goes back to, I'm not sure that we know what we're looking for.
You need a dermatologist to tell you. That's what we spend 5 to 7 years studying. mm-hmm. how to distinguish. And when we're happy to reassure, we'll use special magnifying glasses and dermoscopes to look at the pigment pattern. The big thing, the difference between a dermatologist and a lot of other doctors is we try to preserve skin. We try to not take things off that are totally harmless and to not create scars and anxiety. So our aim is tissue preservation. So the important thing there is if that patient person thinks that they have a new anything, a new age spot, with all due respect, they're not qualified to diagnose that any more than I'm qualified to work in their area. Mm-hmm. So they need to go to the GP. And if the GP feels it's atypical or they're not sure, they will refer them.
Okay. But age spots are a thing that you will see as you get older. I don't know.
I don't know what they mean by an age spot. Mm. Are they talking about sun damage where you get blotchy brown, what people call liver spots on the face? On hands, typically, are they talking about the crusty seborrheic keratoses, which we call aging warts, which are totally harmless with no malignant potential? Mm-hmm. In fact, they're so common that in Australia, the incidence of melanoma did not go down in elderly men because they had so many seborrheic keratoses that the melanoma got lost within them on the back. It can be under one. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what that person means by an age spot.
Well, I suppose traditionally, or when you think about age spots, you think about those darker patches on the back of your hands. I say, looking at my hands now to see, have I got any
you
of
don't.
Them?
Yes, the so-called liver spots. Yeah, that's sun damage. That's you cannot get those without sun exposure. You will not see those on non-sun exposed skin. You won't see them on your buttock or under the arm or on the breast unless you're exposing those areas.
Yeah, we forget but about you, the backs of the hands, don't we?
But you can get melanoma in all of those areas. The backs of the hands are very important, particularly for people who are driving a lot. Golfers regularly who wear gloves on one hand, they wear a glove on one hand. The other hand is always more sun exposed with more sun damage. Mm-hmm. In the car, you can get those little fingerless gloves very cheaply on Amazon, 12, 13 euro. And they're fingerless and they're flesh coloured, so nobody sees you wearing them. They don't look like Karl Lagerfeld or Madonna in the car. And they're clear. And if you're going on long distance journeys or if you're a mum in the car all day, every day, throw them on when you get in the car. You'll really mind your hands.
Okay. As opposed to putting some sunblock on the back of your
hand. Put that on anyway. But the trouble with the hands is you wash your hands all day.
Yeah.
Every time you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands. When you're in the kitchen, you wash your mm-hmm. hands.
Listener wants to know about products to protect the eyelids and the under eye. The normal SPF causes this person to have red eyes. And I have seen that actually. It does tend to happen. Mm. People are very sensitive on the eyelids, aren't they?
There are certain brands, which I won't name on air, that irritate eyes.
Okay.
So if you are using one that's annoying your eyes, stop using it. You shouldn't.
And are there any brands that don't irritate?
Loads of brands. Best protection for eyes as well is glasses. Don't forget, you can get cataracts from the sun. So you should protect your eyes, although I know we need melatonin, so we have to get that balance as well. But I know of lots of sun protection that does not irritate my eyelids.
Okay, so you have to seek out.
And there are specific products too.
Seek out the ones that work for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to some more questions. There's SPF 50 in my moisturiser. Is that enough or should I be doubling up?
If you put a teaspoon of your moisturiser on every day, it is enough.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Even I don't do that. So the way I get around that is I put on my moisturiser with my SPF 50. Then I put on another layer of a product I like, which gives radiance as well and has an SPF 50 and 10% zinc oxide. And then I put on my colour product with an SPF 50
in it. That's three layers.
But by the end of that, I've probably got a teaspoon. The average person who applies SPF does not apply enough. You have to apply 2 milligrams per centimetre squared in order to get the SPF 50. Mm-hmm. And that's a teaspoon for your face, a golf ball for your body.
See, when I look at my moisturiser and I see SPF 50 or whatever it might say, I think, do I trust that?
Don't. But it's very handy as a baseline because the moisturiser will have no colour in it. So I say the moisturiser should go for females in particular, although nowadays men don't wear ties, so I'll throw them in there, from the hairline to the cleavage. That's where your face starts and stops. Mm-hmm. And that way, because you don't want to put a colour product on your neck and chest and ruin your clothes. So I'd say put that on as your belt and braces and then layer on top.
See, I think from a practical point of view, that's why we're missing our neck, because sometimes you're putting on your moisturiser when you're dressed or you're in your dressing gown and people aren't going down far enough because they don't want to mess their their gear that they've on
them?
Well,
needless to say, I always say put it on before you put on your top, because otherwise you're sticking your hand in the side
and you're missing
and
bits.
You're going to miss bits. Mm-hmm.
Now, I live in Madrid, says this listener, for the past 3 years. I'm quite bad at remembering to put sunscreen on, but I always wear a cap. And I bet this is from a man. I never leave the house without a cap on. Is that any help? It is, of course, isn't it?
You sure he's not from Kerry? Is it any help? It will give him approximately a factor 4. But he's going to be good for business. He's going to keep dermatologists busy in future years.
So get the sunscreen
it's
on
regardless. Absolutely.
But the
daft.
Cap will protect the hat if there's any thinning.
Well,
hair.
This is it. If he's thinning. So for men who have thinning scalps, I say wear a hat all the time. Don't just wear it when you're going out for a walk. Wear it from the car to the shop. The shop to the home. Wear it for all those little bits because their scalp is very protected or exposed, I beg your pardon. But they can also use spray sunblocks. If they have a little bit of hair, there are leave-in scalp conditioners that will have protection. And you can also use spray sunblock into the hair that won't ruin their
okay.
hair.
Okay. Well, we had a big discussion in my house last year when we were on holidays about spray sunblock for the children. And my husband said that is not doing the job that it needs to do because it's not thick enough.
He's my man. Okay. It's not even about thick enough. Think about the spray. If you had a spray tin of black paint and you sprayed it on your face, and you just did one quick spray, do you think you'd cover your face completely? Mm-hmm. No. So if you're going to apply a spray, number one, you must do it twice, 10 minutes apart, and then you should rub the skin afterwards. Now, the sprays can be handy in situations, for example, if somebody's out on the golf course, they've put on their few layers, they're well protected, but they want to top up, they don't want greasy hands. Sure, do 2 sprays then. But I wouldn't use it without rubbing it in as my primary skin protector. The sprays can be great for trying to catch a slippery child and spray them and
it's
spray them.
It's a top up then, is what you're saying to me.
Well, sprays for your full block need to be done twice. Studies have been shown the areas that are missed by sprays, do them twice and rub them in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just use them as a top up.
Okay, we have to leave that there. I have a question in about shellac and nails and exposure. And I think we'll talk about that the next time because I'm delighted that Ethna has asked that question. But we'll come back to that.
Excellent.
Let's have that chat the next time. Rosemary, thank you so much for coming in. That is Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.